Today we take things like a high school education for granted. If you want a diploma, you usually have access to a school where you can earn it. It once was not so easy. The story, the struggle, just to attend a high school, is this edition of The American Countryside. Raymond Hagen was born in 1915 in Mercer County, Missouri, along the Iowa state line. Raymond wanted to go to high school, but as he neared the age to attend, the Depression hit.
Just quick, like, everything went to pieces. My father had a great big bunch of hogs ready to sell and a big bunch of lambs ready to sell. You couldn't sell anything. Just kept hanging on to them, and you know, what are you going to do with them? A lot of farmers were losing their farms, and a lot of banks were going broke.
After his eighth grade year, in the summer of 1931, a high school ag teacher from the neighboring school district met Raymond at a local farmers' meeting.
Said, "What grade are you in?" I told him I was in eighth grade, and he said, "Will you come to high school next year?" And I said, "Oh, no, we don't go to high school here." He said, "Well, now down to Princeton, I've got VOAGCulture," and he told me about the Vocational Agriculture and FFA. Boy, he sold me right quick.
Raymond wanted to find a way to go to high school in Princeton, a few miles south of his hometown of Mercer.
During the summer, I kept telling my folks I want to go to Princeton for the Vocational Agriculture. So that fall, my parents took me and a sister was in the same grade I was in, and an older sister took the three of us to Princeton and found a widow lady that had a room for rent and rented that room.
A first cousin also lived in that room, one rented room with two beds for four family members attending high school. Raymond earned his high school diploma, quite an accomplishment, but now he wanted to go to college. The story of the extraordinary lengths he took to make that a reality is next time as we travel the countryside. In Jefferson City, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.